So in one sense, it reminds me that, you know, the Lord doesn't lead us into temptation. But the very next statement is deliver us from evil, right? That's what he does do. So temptation is just being extracted from our dependence and sense of life in the proprium. It's because of our affections and loves that it feels like, well, we're losing our life. I mean, that's what's going on. Well, at least our sense of what our life is. Yeah, well, that's the next part of the statement. I think if you ask to be delivered from evil, that's going to create those conditions that would initiate the onset of temptations. So evil is a loaded word. Evil means, like, so in Hebrew, it means to separate, to be disconnected. And so the biggest disconnection for the human being is believing they have life in themselves. That's the root of it all. Because when we claim life to be our own, and that's a claim we make through how we live as opposed to what we say, that separates us from the Lord. Because then we claim to be God. That's effectively what we do when we believe we have life, or that our life is our own. Because, and as soon as that happens, what you have to do is you have to defend it because it's just not true. And the whole flow of influx from heaven is opposed to that belief. And so as soon as you start to question, well, you know, maybe life isn't my own, maybe the principles of influx are actually true, and all that entails means a stepping back from the very our very self, what we believe to be ourself. And that is a painful process, and it can only be done incrementally through steps and stages of having things exposed and acknowledging them, and, you know, going through that whole process of self-examination and repentance as it pertains to the very beliefs and affectional life that we find our sense of self grounded in. And